Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior track and field star at Ursuline School, Sarai Seely. Hi, Sarai.
Hi.
Hey, congratulations to you, by the way. A well-deserved award. I'm looking at the nomination letter, and I know I said this to you before we started recording here, but holy cow, you are a busy young woman. But I saw that when it comes to track and field, just recently kicked off, I guess, what is it, your school season, not the actual season itself, but your season within the conference there. You kicked it off in fine fashion. You placed first in the triple jump, and your 39-foot jump actually still sits at number one in the state at the moment, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. And then also you and your teammates, you won the 4x400 relay. And in the actual opening to the season a few days before that, that was the 46th annual Iona Prep Ursuline Invitational Track and Field Meet. That's where you achieved the 39-foot mark. You also had a 17.5 in the long jump, which is second in the state at the moment. And that came in wet conditions, too. I would imagine, when you get more optimal conditions, you would add even a few more inches to those jumps, huh?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yes, I would imagine so. So, and this is the beginning of your fourth outdoor track and field season there at Ursuline. And as your letter put it, though, last year was your real breakout season. Let's see. You had a 40-foot triple jump. That was a school record. You also had a school record in the long jump in, let's see, the 100-meter. You were second in Westchester. You also had a school record in the 200-meter, which was second in Westchester, and a school record in the 4x100, where you were the anchor leg. So that is quite a breakout season. So how does it feel after that breakout season to have this fantastic start that you've had now?
I am really excited for the rest of the season. I feel like there's just so much more I can do. And like I just know that I can like do better and like even break my own record again, hopefully.
Well, that certainly would be a goal then, huh? To kind of best your own personal bests, to compete against yourself, I guess, in some regards. But I also noticed, though, that you did just complete your first indoor season. You were the league champion in the 55, the triple and the long jumps, Westchester champion in the triple and the long jumps. So why did it take you so long to compete in the indoor events?
Because of figure skating, it's just more, I just compete more in the winter, so it's just like more difficult to do both at the same time. But I felt that this year, like, I just wanted to kind of push myself a little more, and I just wanted to have more competitions on me as well. So I just found a way to make it work, I feel like.
Well, obviously you did make it work pretty well, because I'm looking at how you finished up, and you did fantastically well. I also note that you are the captain, one of the captains there on the outdoor team this season. And everybody who wins this award, Sarai, is a captain of their respective teams. Obviously, you lead by example. Your accomplishments there speak for themselves. But what is it like to be in that leadership role? Do you feel any pressure doing that?
No, I feel like it's just more about setting a good example and just like showing that like hard work pays off, and that like I want people to feel like excited to come to practice or like from what I'm able to do, you know?
Okay. And then are there any lessons that you learned from your own captains back when you were younger and you were first starting off that you've been able to take with you and kind of impart on these younger runners now?
Just to keep pushing yourself. Like it's very easy to kind of give up on yourself, because sometimes track can feel very individual. But I feel like I've learned that you just kind of have to like break out of your own mindset, really. You just kind of have to just keep yourself going.
Okay, and have you seen any improvement in your younger teammates that you're particularly proud of right about now?
I think so. I think that there's another group as well that I see them, they work just as hard as I do, and in my group as well. And I think that they could probably get to where my team is right now, if they keep working.
Well, that is certainly a big vote of confidence to come from someone as accomplished as you. No, seriously, I mean, if they heard that from you, I'm sure that would be huge for them. Now, you did mention this, and I figured this was the reason when I asked you the question why you hadn't done indoor track until this season. I figured the figure skating was probably the reason for that. But you did mention figure skating, and it's like, you know, not only do I do the track and field stuff, and I'm really accomplished at that, but also, by the way, just to let you know, I figure skate at a gold medal level, and also I compete internationally. It's your gold medalist competing individually as well as a synchronized skating team, and you're a member of Team USA. You've been to the Netherlands, you've been to Switzerland, you've been to Sweden, you've had a fourth place in the Netherlands, you placed fifth in Switzerland, you got a bronze in Sweden, you also were the national champions a few years ago in the synchronized national championship here in the States. So now, well, first off, when did you start figure skating?
I started when I was 5.
Okay. And then what was it that suddenly occurred to you where you said, you know what, I really like the synchronized? Was it something that you saw? You saw synchronized ice skating on your own and said, I want to be part of that?
My friend actually introduced me to it. And so we went together and we tried it out. And that's when I first started, because we started together at Chelsea Piers together.
Okay, and I do see from the nomination letter that is quite a lot of work that you put into that figure skating, and I'm sure, obviously, the synchronized portion of it has got to be just a ton of work, and it's a lot of mind work, a lot of concentration. But you know, I was thinking about this earlier, and I was like, but I'm sure, you know, for folks watching synchronized events, there's a certain zen feeling that you get when you watch, you know, a couple of folks doing everything in tandem like that. How does it feel for you when you are in the middle of your event and you're doing the synchronized skating? Do you get into a sort of zone, a sort of zen-like zone?
I'd say so. I say that I feel like I get really into like the music and like just like moving together with my team. I feel like it's also very fun as well. And I kind of like the pressure. There's a little bit of pressure that comes with it, but I feel like it's good pressure. And I don't know, I feel like it's just like so nice to know that like what I'm putting out looks fantastic as well as it feels, you know?
Right. And it certainly does. I mean, the fluidity that people can see in what it is that you are doing with another person there on the ice is just phenomenal. And I can kind of gather that you putting a little bit of pressure on yourself is kind of something that you do on purpose, because it seems to it seems to motivate you very well. Because, and I'll mention this later on, but holy cow, you've got a lot going on. So, and I see too that you've committed to Brandeis University, huh? And now you and I mentioned to you before we started recording here, you know, Brandeis is like a whoa, you know, people, you say, all right, Brandeis, wow, Brandeis, really nicely done. So, and it said in the letter that you were recruited by a number of schools. So, what was that process like? And then what was it that had you make that final decision to go with Brandeis?
I think the process of recruiting, it was a little bit stressful, I say, like just trying to reach out to as many schools as I can and like waiting to hear back from schools, you know, and trying to figure out if traveling to all these places was going to be the best decision for me. But I think when I chose Brandeis, it was more like the coach and just how well I liked watching the team practice. Like, it kind of reminded me of like skating as well. Like, everyone's just so very close and very comfortable and very self-motivating. Same with my track team as well. And also just like the philosophy of what the coach wanted out of the team. And I felt like that was where I wanted to see myself.
And that's great. And to know that you're going into a situation where you're already feeling comfortable has got to be a really satisfying feeling. Now, Coach Gillenwater, it's nice to see you again, my friend. How are you?
How are we doing?
Doing all right. So you know, talking to Sarai here, and you've been her coach now when it comes to track and field for a bit. So talk to me about her and what you have seen in her development.
So as Sarai said, she's a national figure skater. So it was tough getting her during the indoor season. And to me, spring is such a short season. We spent the whole season trying to get her in shape. And it wasn't until maybe last year that we realized how good she really was, because it would take us 2 months to get her in shape, and then we only had a few championship meets, and then we'd kind of fizzle out. Just to give you an idea, I think she started last outdoor season, her best in the beginning was maybe 34, 35 feet in the triple jump. She ended up jumping 40 feet by the end of the season. So I never forget, it was the first meet of the outdoor season last year, and she just couldn't believe, you know, how out of shape she was. And she was, you know, as they always do, cry on my shoulder. And I said, listen, I've got to work with you and your mom to figure out how we can get you in some meets indoor. And that was our biggest challenge, is trying to maneuver and navigate between her, I mean, just huge figure skating schedule, to get her to just get some meets and get some practices in. And it's showing where she opened up the season at 39 feet.
I was going to say, yes, it definitely is showing.
She could have probably jumped 18, 19 feet, but it was just so cold and wet and rainy that, you know, it wasn't feasible for her to do it. But I mean, she just got accepted to Penn Relays the other day. So she's going to, hopefully they're going to have great weather out there, and she's going to get out there and compete on a really, really high level, because only 19 athletes out of the whole, so I don't know how many thousands of athletes are going to be able to compete in the triple jump. So, you know, having this indoor season this year was huge. Though she didn't have a lot of meets. I mean, I'm listening as you're talking about, you know, she's number one in the county here and there. She only jumped maybe four or five meets all of indoor.
Oh, that's
where
it.
Most athletes were jumping 10, probably 10 to 12 meets. So that in itself just tells you how good of an athlete she is. And it's, you know, she, like I said, part of our training and part of our discussions and meets is I try to get her to take her mindset that how she attacks figure skating and do the same thing in the triple jump. And I always tell her on that last phase, you know, pretend like you're doing a twist, you know, twist in the air about two or three times. The guy's got to get herself up in the air. And I mean, it's just, it's fun. It's been fun. You know, like you said, it's the second one. I told you I had two great senior athletes, and now you're meeting both of them.
Yes, I have. And obviously, you've been able to, I won't say hit the ground running. I'll say you've been able to hit the ground jumping there, Sarai, courtesy of that indoor season. And I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior track and field star at Ursuline School, Sarai Seely. So, with this award, Sarai, comes the academic side as well. And you've got yourself covered there. You've got like an A average college prep course load. So with your classwork, where do your what strikes your fancy? What is the favorite class of yours?
Ooh, currently it's engineering right now, I'd say.
All right. And has there been any class, like, say, maybe this semester or somewhat recently that you've taken, maybe an elective that surprised you, you know, something that you didn't expect to like as much as you did?
Engineering.
Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. We got both in one basket. Nice. And when it comes to Brandeis, have you thought about what it is that you might want to emphasize in your studies?
I'm thinking of psychology.
Okay. And I also see, speaking of that, that art is big for you, and you've won several art showcases. You also were selected and showcased at the Pelham Art Center show on mental awareness. So talk to me about your artwork and that connection to mental awareness.
I think my idea behind it was, you know, and kind of involved sports and just how, like, and with school, just I have a lot on my schedule. And so it's just very easy to just like slip, you know, and I just kind of wanted to, I guess, kind of show that in the art a bit. And just because there's just so many things behind someone's face, that like so many things in their head that you just don't know much about. And just there's just a lot of things that can kind of go into that and like factor it. And so I kind of just wanted to put a little bit of that into my art for the piece that I won. So,
okay. No, I can understand that. I try to do the same with some poetry every now and then. So, you know, to bring out the things that you may not see. And it's also very cool to kind of look at the world that way too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, to try to bring out something that may not be on the surface, something that may not be obvious. So with all of this, you got synchronized skating, you got track and field, you've also got community service through your church, and you commute from Manhattan, like in what, three different styles? It's subway, it's metro, it's bus, and you do that to school, and you do that back home. Is there anything that you're able to do if you have like 5 seconds to yourself to give yourself a little bit of a mental break? What would you do?
I think take a nap. Any chance I get is to take a nap.
Well, hey, I already told you earlier, just reading your nomination letter, I was exhausted and I wanted to take a nap. So I can understand what you're saying. Now, Coach, before we wrap things up here with Sarai, do you have some thoughts here before we close things up?
No, just like I said, having this past indoor season has really put Sarai just so far ahead of the game. In past years, I mean, she was excited. She and I have always battled on which board she should take off. And I knew it was going to be a great day when she agreed to go off the 36-foot board and she didn't give me any pushback. And that was the day she jumped to 39. So I just think we're starting out. This is the best we've ever started her outdoor season. And she has a lot of, you know, indoor behind her, which is going to help her just to really, really possibly hit that 41-foot mark. And I'm putting it out there for you, Sarai. So
there you go.
Don't make me a liar.
No pressure there whatsoever, Sarai. Hey, listen, congratulations again, Sarai, on the award, and obviously very, very well deserved. And Coach, it was nice to talk to you again.
Great seeing you again.
And, you know, I think we need some like Bond music or something, you know, where I say, Coach, we meet again. Dun, dun, dun. And good luck moving forward eventually there, Sarai. The team is going to be certainly very, very happy to have you along.
Thank you.
For Ursuline School Sarai Seely, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.